And okay, namaste and hari om. This is Kishore Trivedi welcoming you to today's episode of All About Dharma program. As you know, this is a sister program of Know Your Dharma initiative of the Hindu Society of North Carolina. Today, it gives me immense pleasure to welcome my longtime friend, Praveen Bhai Shukla, who is a retired professor after 30 years at Nash Community College in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Praveen Bhai has been officiating as a priest for weddings, many other religious rites or sanskaras and kathas, where he uses original Sanskrit verses and explains them in English, Hindi, and Gujarati languages. He's a frequent invited speaker on Hinduism at various organizations. He volunteers as a tax preparer for AARP Tax Aid and is a certified Medicare counselor. Today, Praveen Bhai will lead us through a Vedic Shanti Mantra or peace invocation. Now, in these turbulent times, we all need some peace from mental agitations created by maybe COVID-19, political upheavals, and climate change, among many other such disturbances. I will request Praveen Bhai to first recite the chosen Shanti Mantra and then to explain its meaning and its significance in our lives today. Praveen Bhai, to you.
Hello. Hello, listeners, friends. Om Jau Shantihi Antariksha Shantihi Pruthvi Shantihi Apah Shantihi Aushadaya Shantihi Vanaspataya Shantihi Vishwe Deva Shanti Brahma Shantihi Sarva Shanti Shanti Reva Shantihi Sama Shanti Redi Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. This is the Shanti Mantra. All our Shanti Mantras are coming from scriptures known as Upanishads. Before the Upanishad studies begin, Shanti Mantras are recited. This is for the global peace. It has the implication everywhere. Now, the listeners, if you are listening, what are the things that is bothering you nowadays? What makes you get out of the balance? What about the environment? What about the pollution in water? What about clean air? What about natural disasters happening? Now look at the headlines. This week's headlines say, fire in a part of our country. California fires are much more rampant nowadays. Flood is in the Midwest. Tornado, Kentucky, Tennessee. War, Afghanistan wars are still not quite over. The violence still continues. Atrocities. And of course, the virus like COVID-19, Delta, and Omicron. These are the disturbing news. Do you feel anything? If you have those questions, do you wish for a peace? Want to be peaceful? Peace is a state of mind when it is quiet, but alert and active. Yes, there is a prayer for peace. It is called Shanti Mantra. Our scriptures in Upanishad always have started. Here is the translation of the Shanti Mantra. I just chanted at the beginning. Let there be peace in the heaven, space upon earth, trees and greeneries, medicinal plants, on a global universal level, in universal consciousness known as the Brahman and other gods. That's the peace we want, internally and externally in our environment. Now look at the examples of the deep sky. That is, the Jau is the Sanskrit word, crowded with the satellites, space labs, scientific research, competition to control the space, deep sky. They also create disturbances and likely accidents now or maybe in the future. Om Shanti. Peace Prayers does not reject scientific adventures for the benefit of humanity, but requires the balance, order, and compassion. Like Jeff Bezos of Amazon and Elon Musk, they also have started a passenger train to the space. They are also in a crowded space, and they are also likely to suffer some consequences of the crowded deep sky. Now we are coming in between the space, it's called Antariksha, between the deep sky and the earth. Look at the traffic, friends, chaos. Look at the airplanes there, airlines, rockets, helicopters, drones, all move in a congested space. Some of them are used to attack habitats and human beings, and others are providing us either entertainment or travel from one place to the other place. Violence there also occurs. So peace prayers, Om Shanti, request no violence against the human. Now let us come down to the earth, Mother Earth. We need a clear water to drink and for agriculture use, clean air, no CO2, no clean and uncontaminated earth, no cancer-causing chemicals in trash, discharge for water systems, coal mines, oil, gas, disaster risk taken for profits. We want to prevent the death and terminal sickness as a result of pollution on our Mother Earth. So environmental regulations against pollutions are many kinds, but the big issues is the climate change. This is a global issue, not just me, my neighborhood, or my state, or my country. It has consequences all over the world. There are floods occurs because of that, fires occurs, hurricanes occurs, tornado occurs. And that's why Om Shanti or Shanti Mantra. Life issues and prevention of the death worldwide from this kind of a disturbances. Ashanti is a disturbances and Shanti is no disturbances from terrorism outside and within the country, political differences and crimes against humanity. Now listen to your own head. Are you stressed? Are you angry? Are you sad? Are you helpless? In some way, family conflicts or a neighborly conflicts, you may be disturbed. When one person is in a trouble, we all are affected. Entire country, entire world, we are connected. The Sanskrit phrase says, Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. The entire earth or Vasudha is our family. We are connected and therefore we are affected. Oh, look at the examples of the virus. It started in the China. Where is it now? The variant, Delta, Omicron. They move faster than the speed of any jet, and they move from country to country. Again, we are not alone. We are connected. We are depending on each other's wellness. So, Om Shanti. In an animal world, similar things can happen before of the climate change. So we need to be aware of that. In the trees, there are many trees cut for the purpose of wood or purpose of profit. We need to grow more greenery, grow more trees. Some plants are medicinal. They are good for us. They give us the oxygen during daytime and they consume the CO2. So it's good for us to have some trees. So everywhere and in everything, that's the supreme consciousness. One of the Hindu gods, Vishnu, is described as Ishavasyam. He is everywhere and in everything, Antaryami and so on. So What is the conclusion of all this discussion? Briefly, peace prayers would quiet our mind, and yet we are alert, or we should be alert, about consequences of not following the opposite of the peace, or conflicts, or internal or external disturbances. So let's focus on a global and universal value of this Shanti Mantra, and for compassion of humans. We have examples of the Mahatma Gandhi, non-violence, but he did that with a quietly, but with an alert and active mind. We have examples of the Martin Luther King, following the same path, Mandela in South Africa. They were among the disturbances, but their mind was quiet and alert, and they got the things done. So to overcome all the disturbances inside or outside, we use this prayer in Shanti Mantra. Let us recite Shanti, Shanti, Shanti 3 times. That would mean that we want our physical peace, our body, no disease and peaceful body, and yet a strong body. Second is mental peace. Let our mind not be agitated, but quiet. And the third time is let our spirituality guide us in these times of trouble. And any times of trouble, let us remember the Shanti Mantra. And not just pray, take action if you can. Participate in your community for this kind of causes. Participate with your political, social groups in a global action to support this. We are one global family, Vasudeva Kutumbakam. Namaste. Let us unite all and pray for all. Back to you, Dr. Trivedi.
Thank you very much, Praveen Bhai, for a beautiful explanation of several thousand years old, maybe 5,000 year old mantra from our Upanishads.
Yes.
And thank you for listening, the audience. We will see you next time.
Okay, we wish you well, all the listeners. Be happy, be content, be peaceful, useful, and peaceful, easeful, and useful. Got it. No disease, mental peace, no disease, and do something useful. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and Hari Om, Namaste.
Hari Om, Kishore, bye.